لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الغين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله لا سيما بقية الله ولعنة الله على أعدائهم عاد الله من يوم هذا إلى لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله في كتاب حكيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: سأل سائل بعذاب واقع للكافرين ليس له دافع من الله ذي المعارج. صدق الله العلي العظيم. مؤمنين، we are starting today Surah Ma'arij, and I recited first three verses of this Surah. An asker asks for a punishment bound to befall, which none can avert from the faithless, from Allah, the Lord of lofty stations. So there are a few things that an asker asks for a punishment bound to befall. Baqiyah means it has to bound to befall, because he asked for punishment, so Allah said it is bound to befall. Lil kafirin laysa lahu da'fi', which none can avert from the faithless, means it is bound to happen and none can avert it, means nobody can deflect it, means it is perfect, it's non-stopper, it's going to happen. From the faithless, from whom? Min Allah zil ma'arij, from the Lord, from Allah, the Lord of the lofty stations, from Allah, the Lord of lofty stations. So first I'll explain the lofty stations. Lofty stations is that, to go to Allah, there are a lot of lofty stations, like ladders, like when these angels go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have their positions. Some are on a high position, some are on a lower position, just like a ladder towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of their stations, Same thing with believers, that they have stations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on what kind of faith they have, and what kind of deeds they have, what kind of ma'arifah, is understanding of Allah they have, how much close they are. That's how they have stations, But like, our Prophet is the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we read in Surah Najm, like two bowls are less than that. But a Prophet came to the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His station is the highest, So we as a believer should yearn for the closest station to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah has stations, Allah said. Now Allah challenge everybody. I have stations where you want to be with me. So believers should rush for the lofty and loftier stations, There are a lot of narrations, hadith, and on the judgment day, it would be, angel will say to believer, recite the verse of Quran and go up on the station. So the Jannah has as many stations as the Quranic verses. That's why people want to have Quran, memorize Quran, because getting the stations. But these are things that everybody yearns for. That's why, Imam Khomeini used to say, there is less competition in this world about material things than in the spiritual world, so much competition to get high station, Because everybody wants to be close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how it is. So who are these? So when this verse came, an asker asked for punishment bound to befall, who was this asker? Who was this? So there's a narration that from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam, that after Prophet on the 18th of Zilhijjah announced that after me, Ali is the successor. Man kuntu mola fahada Ali mola. When he declared the thing that after me is Ali is your successor, this news spread everywhere. So there was a person named Nu'man bin Haris. He came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "You commanded us to testify that there is no God but Allah, and you are God's messenger. You commanded us to the jihad, the pilgrimage, the fasting, the prayer, and almsgiving. We obliged
but you were still not satisfied unless you appointed this boy, Imam Ali, and said, for whoever I am master, so Ali be his master. Is something from you or the command from God? He said that. He was a jealous man, you know. That's what he said. So Prophet said, by Allah, besides whom there is no God, the Prophet replied, this is indeed from God, this command to be Ali to be my successor. Then Noman turned away and said, oh Allah, if this is be the truth from you, rain down upon me stones from the sky. He got so angry that it is Allah is from you, rain down. This truth is from you, rain down upon me the stones from the sky. This came in the chapter 8, verse 32. So Allah threw a stone on his head, which caused his life. Then this verse came. So it got clear that who is, Allah showed the example of the one who does deny the wilayat of Imam Ali. His end result of this, total destruction, comes from Allah SWT.
تعرج الملائكة والروح إليه في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة.
Now Allah talking about the judgment day. Okay. The angels and spirit ascend to him in a day whose span is 50,000 years. So this verse is about the judgment day, because right now, you know, angels are busy doing things on this world, right? They do things like all natural things happening, you know. Rainfall and wind blowing and taking our souls out, they're busy in this. But when the judgment day happens, their work is finished in this world. So they will go towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what Allah is saying. Angel, spirit, and who, angels are different, and spirits are different. Spirit is different. Angel are the creation, but spirits is a different creation. So, you know, the narration, it is the command of Allah. So both will ascend to him in a day whose span is 50,000 years. 50,000 years. That time will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, back to him, you know. So there is a narration from Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam. And Imam says, lo, reckon the deeds of yourself before God reckons your deeds. For indeed there will be 50 stops on the day of resurrection, and each stop will be 1,000 years of your measures. Can you believe that? 50 stops will be there on judgment day, and every stop will be for 1,000 years for giving you accounting. So Imam says, reckon your own deeds before you Allah reckon your deeds. So when this verse came, there was a person next to Prophet, and he said, Prophet, it's so long day. It's such a long day. So Prophet replied, and such a beautiful reply which makes us happy, by the one who has the life of Muhammad in his hand, it will be discounted for the believers, such that it will be lighter for them than an obligatory prayer that they prayed in this world. So Prophet said that for the believer, that day would be like time spent doing one obligatory prayer, maybe 5 minutes. So for non-believer is 50,000 years, but for the believer is 5 minutes, and he's ready to go. But brother and sister, the question is that the believer, by not we saying we are believer, it has to be from Allah that we are believer. We have to have true belief. That's a believer, you know. Where is 50,000 years and where is 5 minutes prayer time? So we, and the sign of believer is that he has in his heart Quran and Ahlul Bayt and their fellowship. That's the believer. So, and we already talk about the lofty stations. So there are a lot of attraction. You know, 5 minutes time of accounting, high stations. So if we have short life, but we have to achieve so much to have our reckoning in 5 minutes and have high lofty stations, you know. We can do all that. But it is the thing that we should have an understanding of where we stand right now. And Allah is going to describe some bad characteristics which you should not have in our personality. Inshallah, and purify ourselves. Inshallah, will be among the believers. فَاسْبِرْ صَبْرًا جَمِيلًا إِنَّهُ يَرَوْنَهُ بَعِيدًا وَنَرَاهُ قَرِيبًا.
Now the thing is, they were demanding for the punishment and all that. So Allah talked to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What he said, so be patient with the patience that is graceful. Allah told Prophet, be patient what they are saying, because judgment day is coming and they will be punished, you know. So Allah said, so be patient with the patience that is graceful, with the graceful patience. Indeed they say it to be far off, and we see it to be near, this judgment day. Because they think it's far, but for Allah is close by, very near.
يُوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْلِ وَتَكُونَ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمًا حَمِيمًا.
Now Allah describe how the judgment day will look like. The day when the sky will be like molten copper. It will melt. And the mountains like tufts of dyed wool. Like wool. Tough wool. Moving in the air. That's how the judgment day will be there. And no friend will inquire about his friend. That means that every friend, everybody will be so busy that even if you see a friend, you will not care for them because you are busy in your own problem. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمًا حَمِيمًا
يُبَصُّرُونَهُمْ يَوَدُّ الْمُجْرِمُ لَوْ يَفْتَدِي مِنَ الْعَذَابِ يَوْمَئِذٍ بِبَنِي وَصَاحِبَتِي وَأَخِي وَفَصِيلَتِي الَّتِي تُؤْوِي وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ يُنْجِي كَلَّا إِنَّهَا لَظَى نَزَّعَتْ لِلشَّوَى تَدْعُو مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى.
Now Allah describes. So before I go to this translation, their narration that on judgment day, people will recognize each other. Means your friends who are there, you will see, you know, Allah will show you also. I'm quoting Mizan that even though we're non-believers, you will see them and you see them being punished, so you feel better as a believer. And non-believers see also angels. And non-believers see their leaders who were there to misguide them. So everything will be like this world. Everybody will see everybody. Right. But nobody able to help anybody except believers. There are a lot of narrations about believers that they'll do shafaat for each other also. Higher level of believer will do shafaat for the lower. So there are a lot of merits for believer on judgment day. But here is hardship, but there is a lot of merits. So now I read the translation. They will be placed each other's side. They see each other, Allah saying. The guilty one will wish he could ransom himself from the punishment of that day at the price of his children, because the fire will be so high and he was so scared that the what person loved the most, the children, right? He will wish to give his children as a ransom to stay from that fire, because children are the most beloved. His spouse and his brother. Spouse is the one who used to get tranquility. Brother was the one who used to get strength from in his life. Give to rescue himself. His kin which has sheltered him. And all those who are upon earth. Everything, Allah take everything, but let me go from this fire. If that might deliver him. Never indeed it's a blazing fire which strips away the scalp. It's a blazing fire. Kalla inna lava nazzat al shava tad'u man adbara wa tawalla. Never indeed it's a blazing fire which strips away the scalp. It invites him who turned back and forsaken the religion of Islam. Amassing wealth and hoarding. Those are the characteristics Allah hates, amassing the wealth and hoarding. That's why when you're a believer and you have homes and you have zakat which you have to give on your money. Haqqe saadat, haqqe imam, zakat. We have to give these things. But you know, who are non-believers, they don't care. They just keep everything in stock market, you know. They don't spend anything, you know. Those are the non-believers because they love this world so much. So Allah says for them is a fire there.
قَدْ عُوْمَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى وجاء وأوعى إن الإنسان خلق هلوعا إذا مس الشر جزوعا وإذا مس الخير منوعا. Now there are the last three verses, inshallah, I'll explain. So I go back to these verses. It invites who turn back and forsaken, amassing wealth and hoarding. Indeed, man has been created covetous, greedy. Anxious when ill befalls him. He becomes very anxious when ill befalls him. And grudging, means hoarding, when good comes to his way. He becomes hoarder. He doesn't give. So Mizan explained last three verses very beautifully that man is created as covetous, greedy, you know. When ill falls him, he gets anxious like this. And when money comes, he starts hoarding it. Becomes greedy. Why? So this is the nature of human being. This is how he's been created, to protect himself for security, that he wants security. So he wants things around him to be happy, you know. Like you see the infant, when he's hungry, he cries for mother's milk, you know. So he gets happy, you know. Although he just panic, you know. Cry, like anxious. And same thing you see, you know, in little boy, you know, if he's a toy, you take it away, he'll cry like crazy, you know. And he'll just hold everything, this child, you know. I want this. Everything for him, you know. That's the new nature. Allah created. Why he created this nature? So that you can be protected. You are safe. You know, you have everything to be happy. That's how we are created. That's okay at some level. We all need for our house, food and shelter and everything, you know. It's okay. But the problem comes when it becomes too much. Too much, you know, when it goes. Because Islam is a religion of i'tidal, means balanced religion. Because you have community and you have needy, you have poor people. So the whatever Allah gave is from Him to you, and others have right on your money. You know, like haqq sadat has haqq on your money, and imam has right on your money, right? So those are the things which Allah is talking about, that when you're a believer, you donate that money. You donate that money to sadat and to your imam and zakat. Those are the things. And a lot of verses in the Quran, to whom to give the money, to parents and relatives and orphans and poor ones. There are a lot of verses in the Quran to whom to give money. There are so many verses in the Quran to donate money. So the true believers, they don't hoard money. True believers, they balance the money. They give right to everybody. But the non-believers, they don't do that. So they are strict to that money, and it becomes like a big evil for them. If you're a hypocrite, you will become like them. May Allah save us from hoarding and being hypocrite. That's why we have 10th of Muharram, Karbala. Why Karbala happened? Why Shimr became Shimr? Why Umar Asad became Umar Asad? For the money. Because they promised to get a lot of reward. And that's why they slaughtered Imam Hussain as well. Just for the money. And Imam Ja'far Sadiq says that the root of all evil in this world is loving this world. It's the luxury of this world. Root of all evil. So if we want to be in camp of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which inshallah we'll see him in our life, maybe it's so coming so close. You know, before I go to that, you know, right now we have so many martyrdom going on in Middle East, and people are so needy. It's a time to give money to them. It's a time, because Imam will ask you, Allah will ask you, what did you do when those were, their houses were destroyed and they were getting martyred? Did you spend some money for them? Allah will ask this question, how did you help them? Those martyrs. It's time to give money for them. It's time to give money. When you give money, that's yours. What you keep is your liability, brothers and sisters. So may Allah give guidance to all of us to donate in the way of Allah. Because that's how we start sacrificing to some degree. by donating money, which Allah asked us, so that inshallah when Imam comes, we give everything to Imam alayhi salam. You know, our life, our money, our children, everything for Imam Azam alayhi salam. Inshallah, may Allah Hasan is Zahur. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Ala lanatuna la khawma zalameen.